never put limiting beliefs on yourself, because I think growing up, so I was diagnosed with auditory processing disorder, which basically meant that I wasn't able to communicate verbally as effectively as other children my age. And it was pretty hard, because it wasn't the fact that I wasn't confident. I still made loads of friends and I had fun, but it was this sort of disorder where my like ears and my brain wouldn't necessarily coordinate very well. And my brain had a bad time struggling with like speech. So I wasn't really good at communicating verbally. So obviously growing up as well, I wasn't as academic as like my big brother and sister. So I was very creative, and that's where like I thrived in. I just loved, you know, creating visuals like films and art in that way. And I think, yeah, it was a subconscious thing for me that I didn't actually realize. So I think starting this business, there was a slight limiting belief of, am I good enough to do this? Am I smart enough to do this? Like I feel like I've always been a slightly an outsider, like growing up. Like I never felt truly clever enough. And I think I just proved myself wrong, because this is where we're at now. And yeah, it's great. And now I'm doing big girl meetings and I'm able to communicate. And I'm just saying, yeah, it's great. And also with the disorder, you can grow out of it. Like yeah, it is a sort of thing where many kids do get diagnosed with it at a young age, and with a lot of good help, they can, you know, grow out of it. And I think it took till probably about 14, 15 is when I started to feel really confident.
What I take from that is like, don't let anything hold you back.
Nothing holds you back.
If you have a dream, just go for it.
Do it. Yeah, definitely. No limiting beliefs.
Jump.